Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
My name is Cora Shippey. It is December 23rd, 2019.
My name is Eric Chamberlain. I am Cora's grandfather.
Okay, first question.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Rockport, Missouri, a small town in the northwest corner of the state of Missouri.
What was your childhood like?
We played outside most of the time in the summer. Our school was fairly small with not a lot of students. I think our graduating class had 64. And most of our time was spent outside playing baseball or playing with the animals or being out in the yard.
How did you and Grandma meet?
I met my wife Lynn when I was at college in Columbia, Missouri. She was from Oklahoma, and she had come to the University of Missouri for journalism, and that's where we met.
What was my mom like growing up?
Well, we have three children, and your mom is the middle child of three. She was much easier to raise than her older sister. She was a good student, and she was hard to shop with. She was involved in a lot of activities. She was a cheerleader, and she played volleyball. And when she was young, I coached her in softball.
Was she well-behaved?
I would say yes, she was well-behaved. She didn't get in trouble very often, especially compared to her older sister.
Who has been the biggest influence on your life?
I would have to say my father, because I went to work with him about 33 years ago. And, of course, he helped raise me up until I went to college, and then we became business partners in later years. So I'd have to say my father was the biggest influence, because I kind of behaved like him, I think.
Are there any words of wisdom you'd like to pass along to me?
Words of wisdom. I think one of the best qualities a person can have is being honest, and always being honest. If you don't tell the truth all the time, you have to tell a second lie to cover up the first lie. So just be honest about things. Even if you make a mistake, just tell people about it.
What are you proudest of in your life?
Well, I'm proudest of my family. I think it's really neat to see my children get along with each other. I think we're fairly close. So I'm proudest of my children and grandchildren.
Are you proud of me?
Yes. I love watching you play softball, and I love watching you play the piano and dance and sing, and you're quite entertaining, and you're quite good. So, and you behave. You're a very well-behaved young lady.
Thank you for interviewing with me.